We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Criticast. The name is Larry, and it is such an absolute pleasure being back for yet another episode. I know it's been a while, it's been 9 days, and I had people message me and say, are you still doing this? Because, you know, you've just been quiet and so forth, and I'm so forth. No, I'm here, pretty excited. In the third part of the show, I'm going to talk about 10 do's and don'ts about one-night stands. During the middle, I'm going to talk about, the news, give you a news update. But first of all, I'm going to talk about the Warriors and why I really appreciate what they did for the country at the Africa Cup of Nations. Everybody's having a go, you're getting people, comedians and so forth, making fun of the boys, and people say, oh, they're useless, they're the worst thing ever. But we forget that this is the first time that these boys, or any representative team for them, national team, men's team, has qualified for the Africa Cup of Nations since 2006. We're sitting around here acting as if we have the divine right. We've been like Tunisia, for example, in whose group we were in, who have qualified for the last 13 episodes of the row. Yeah? We haven't been there for the last five, six of them since 2006. And even then, it was our second time ever. And expecting us to perform on the level of, say, Tunisia, which is always performing, is always out there and has junior teams performing at that, we can argue until the cows come home about why we don't have this. And people think about, oh, no, these guys are able to do that. The infrastructure in those countries is brilliant. They're ahead of us. And once we accept that those guys are ahead of us, we need to then say, okay, you know what? This is where we are. And this is what we need to do. And until that happens, we'll always have inflated expectations of where our country is. And this is not just to do with football. It's to do with a lot of things. And not just to do with sport. Even governance, politics, and that sort of thing. We're always overstating where we are. And that gets us into trouble. Where, as I said, we create unrealistic expectations. We don't understand how difficult it is. Everybody forgets, and Sicilian forgets about Callisto Pasua and the boys getting on a bus and going all the way to Malawi and grabbing, doing a smash and grab and getting a 1-0 victory. We forget about the fact that we were the lowest ranked team in the group that we qualified from, and we qualified with one match to go. We forget about the fact that at the Africa Cup of Nations, Gabon aside, we were the lowest ranked team. And, you know, Senegal played very well. But in the second half, I mean, after the two went down 2-0, we played a very good game. It wasn't an excellent game, but we gave a good account of ourselves. Even look at this Algeria match with all its stars, people like Riyad Mahrez who are applying their trade in England. You got guys like Moussa and, the different guys that are playing there, playing at the highest level in France and different countries like that. We had guys coming from Zimbabwe. You had Live Jirekwi and all those other people who are not playing at the same level, but are in that competition. And they were good enough to be one of the top 16 teams in Africa at least, qualifying for the competition. And that's the thing that I'll say. Those boys went out there. Yes, they were fighting for their careers as well, but they fought for me. They fought for you as a fellow Zimbabwean. They made the effort with very little resources. Underappreciated not only by the administration but fellow Zimbabweans coming back and being told by a whole parliamentarian that, oh, you went there, we're paying you for a whole month. No, shut up, Chinatimba. These guys were being paid, you know, the little that were being paid for was for performances. It's not like they got to pay for a whole month and, you know, they should be getting into trouble. They did their best. Do you think that these guys wanted to be knocked out in the first round? Do you think they really wanted to be to lose in the first round? They were out there. They made sacrifices. And for this, I say to each and every one of them, thank you. Yeah, it is Larry, and you listen to the Critic House, looking at some of the stories that made the headlines this past week. Well, Big Brother Niger started, and I guess the only reason I'm watching it is because the fashion of the guys, the fashion sense. Nigerian guys can dress up. Yeah, pretty awesome. So I'm just learning, getting a few tips from that. As well as some of the girls are nice. There's one girl, I think her name is Marcy on that, and she's got, 21 siblings? Yeah, it's kind of intense, really. And she's number 11 in the family. So her father has got like 4 wives and 21 kids, or whatever it is. Shout out to Calvin, by the way, who's doing a collaboration with Vusamkaya. Vusamkaya is part of a group called Insingizi. Yeah, and they sold 250,000 copies of their album in the US. I don't know how many Zimbabweans can claim that. And also, he's also got his solo album, and they just did a tour of China, which they sold out, and so pretty awesome. Shout out to Kevin. Coming up this coming 11th of February, catch the Fashion Fights Cancer, called Fashion. Yeah, it's an event that's happening at News Cafe Borrowdale. Yeah, so pretty excited about that. There's a couple of people putting it together. There's a fashion design expo. It's happening on that day. There's 2 events. It's the Garden event, and the main event is in the evening. Tickets are $10 and $30, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, find them. It's called the Fashion Designers Expo. That is happening in Harare in about 2 weeks from now. Sad news about Maestro, a place in Harare that's closing doors at the end of January, which is kind of weird. For me, it's like weird because a lot of the guys who I met were DJs talking to them about this. They talk about, that place, you know, it's badly managed and stuff. But this was... Is this a place that you're going to... This is one less place for you to get a job as a DJ or as an artist, whatever it is. And this just pisses me off. Because it's the same thing that happened when Book Cafe was closing. But talk about how Tom Brickhill's like that. Oh, no, yeah. But now you don't have anywhere to perform. So, yeah, after throwing shade, you're still not looking cool, are you? But, yeah, that's sad. Pariah and Avondale is okay across the road. They've closed the old spot and going to a different spot, but at least they're still open. The fake news on the Dancehall Awards came out this week, and a lot of media agencies, including mine at 3mob.com, were caught up in that. It looked like a good list, so I'm hoping that when the main awards come out, they can come up with a similar list, because it looked like a really good list. It really did. Rainbow Airlines, Zimbabwean airline, has taken to the air, so shout out to them. I was part of their inaugural flight to, to Vic Falls. I went to Vic Falls for the afternoon this past week with a couple of media people and so forth. It was pretty exciting. It was really hot. Stewardess. You can go onto my Instagram, LarryQuidditi. You see me with her. Yeah, Lizelle. She's, Yeah, leave that alone. What else? Finally, Germany decided this week that it was going to legalize, or last week rather, it's going to legalize weed for people who suffer from chronic illnesses. So, because they've got unbearable pain. Before, they needed to go through a long-winded process to do that, but doctors can now prescribe a weed for people. It's kind of weird because in Zimbabwe, there's no space for it, but it's probably still widely used, and it is what it is. I think people just need to deal with this. I don't take it myself, but in reality, I'm sitting here, I'm just thinking, the fact we've criminalized it so much means we've created a whole subsection of criminals. Not endorsing it, but at the same time, I can understand why it's easier for many people out there to just legalize it, really. It That is Larry, is the Quiddercast, in the final segment, as always, this relationship-oriented discussion. And I'm going to go and talk about the 10 most common one-night stand mistakes, do's and don'ts, really. And the reason I'm talking about this, I realized having a discussion with a couple of friends is that they didn't understand what it was all about. And the primary reason was because they never had this discussion with anyone else. And these sort of things we take for granted and that sort of thing. And I'm going to go for typical one-night stand mistakes and how to avoid them. The first and foremost is that there are great expectations around sexual activity. Think about it like a casino, lovepanky.com says. You've played with the house chips. You've already won, picked up one-night stand. So getting shot down, losing just gets you back to where you started. So don't worry about approaching a one-night stand as more than it is. Approach it as a one-time only thing. If you feel like there's chemistry, there's nothing wrong with asking for a second date, but you can't be angry if you get turned down. That's why I talked about the casino thing. So make sure that you stay within zones. Yeah, singles only, please go looking for a one-night stand if you're single. It's not cool to cheat. I mean, I know, some people be like, yeah, whatever. It's only okay if you have one of six when you're free to do it. Because the thing is, what happens is that, more often than not, you might get exposed, it might create all sorts of expectations. If someone's going to get hurt when you sleep with a one-night stand, you should probably be double-checked what your priorities are. Is the sex with the other person the priority? Or what is your priority? What do you want to keep safe? And also take proper precautions. Use protection. You know, you've gone home with someone you've just met. You don't know about their history. You don't realize who they have been with, and they're willing to have sex with you without a condom. So you should assume they didn't use one the last time. If they're willing to just have an unprotected sex in a one-night stand, that means they have that as a pretty much go-to type of situation. And they're not asking you to be what you call it, to be safe. And also, there's possibilities of a child coming on. It'd be like weird if you have a child with somebody that you don't really care about. Also, poor preparation, you know. It's only because have the condom. Don't be like getting home planning to have had a one-night stand and you don't have access to condoms. Everybody's in a one-night stand should have condoms and water-based lubricant if needed. You know, women sometimes worry that they'll seem slutty if they have condoms at home. But come on, you already took a guy home that you just met, and is in a woman's room, whom he just met as well. Nobody's got a right to judge. Don't be coming in judging. And also, there's that foolish aspect, you know, all too common occurrence, especially among one-night stand newbies, is falling in love. Suddenly you think that this is going somewhere. Don't! Even if you ever come by the urge to profess your love drunkenly to the person you just met at the bar an hour earlier, control yourself. You don't love them. And even if you do, telling them will send them running for the hills because they knew that this was for fun. And you never know. Well, one-night stands have no automatic expectation of a second date. That doesn't mean it's wrong to ask for a second one if there is a connection. And you don't owe them breakfast. A one-night stand is a one-time thing, including both, unless both people want more at the same time. So you should never feel obligated to give anyone more than the one-night stand. You know, you owe them nothing if you want to say, I have to go soon after it's done. Don't be guilt-tripped into anything you don't want to do. And don't leave evidence behind. Forgetting something at someone's house is more common than you might think. You know, if the item is left at your place and you don't want to see the person again, don't be bullied into an unwanted meeting. Ask for the address and mail it to them. Yeah? And one too many. Booze is probably like the biggest reason behind most bad one-night stand decisions, including having one in the first place. So if you're drunk, it's really best to just pass. Drink too much and you wake up staring at a hideous monster, wondering how you ever went home with someone like that. And then there is the dreaded walk of shame. If you don't know what that is, the walk of shame is the morning commute home when you're obviously coming off a one-night stand. You're dressing in things that you were dressed in before, and society, you feel like society is judging you and so forth. If you think you might have a walk of shame in your near future, you might think that about how you're dressed or bringing something to cover up slightly. You don't want to be wearing, the smallest clothing in the world and trying to get to a combi at Copacabana and that sort of thing. You've got to make a walk home. The best advice is just to own it, by the way. Just say, hey, you know what? Judge me. It is what you use. Hold your head high and know that you just got some. And if everyone around you most likely didn't, because they're all so freaking jealous and that sort of thing. I don't know. I know people think, no, some of those things are just unacceptable. But in reality, that's the situation you got to deal with. Own it. And when you have it, have fun. Be the moment. Don't overthink it. Many people overthink the situation. If you're one of those people that gets into one-night stands and is something that you habitually like, just do it. Hashtag it if you don't. And most importantly, keep it a secret. Get around telling people that you get engaged in a whole bunch of one-night stands. Doesn't work for a great reputation. Yes, you might want to feel like, yeah, I'm liberal and so that sort of thing, but the art of discretion is getting lost in many. There's more power that you have in people not knowing about you than you just telling them too much. Yeah, with that, I say thank you very much for joining me in this week's episode of the Quiddicast. It's been a pleasure. Get in touch with me on email. It's info@larryquiddicast.com. Look for me, Larry Quiddicast. I'm on all sorts of socials. Quiddicast's got a YI at the end. On Twitter, @Quiddicast. On Instagram, the full name, Larry Quiddicast. And a Facebook, Larry Quiddicast. LinkedIn, all that stuff. I'm there. Don't miss an episode of the Quiddicast. Go to www.iono.fm, iono.fm. And on iTunes, yeah, you can get me there. Quiddicast, Quiricast. Subscribe and you get notifications every time there's a new episode. And I'm back on radio next week on ZFM Stereo on Health Matters between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Other than that, I say thank you very much and take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you again, I reiterate, you have more power in keeping as much information away from people as possible than you do in revealing your hand. It's been Larry, it's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?
Chawanda, Francis Shonai, Benjamin Kontera, Adam Nzoku, Raman Kopo, John P, Paul Kulani, Adrian Sau, Alex